The beat continues.
It sure does. Happy Wine Wednesday, folks. I can feel the delicious Pinot Gris soothe my soul as we get ready to produce.
It's perfect for today.
It is.
I mean,
it's crisp, an excellent dry. Wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
From it's Alpha Wine.
Yeah.
Refreshing. Yep.
It's a great temperature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cold.
I love it. I love it.
As hot as it's been outside, it's just ice cold, but still has a ton of flavor.
Yeah, and just character. Beautiful. It's body. It has all of that. I bet you're wondering who we are, right? Oh, I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your
Come
happy
on,
hostess.
Surprise us. Who are you?
What? It's just Anna in the house. I'm here with my girls, my partners in crime.
Faye Dominique. Welcome back, everyone.
And Kitty Wagner from the Blue Star Downtown.
Who always brings us delicious refreshments, such as this Blanc, which is spelled differently.
Yes, it's actually Paul Blanc, who is a producer from Alsace. And this is a
so that's his last name and not the grape.
Exactly.
Oh, isn't that funny?
And it is a Pinot Gris. Yeah, exactly. But he's a really good producer. It's a nice kind of off-dry Pinot Gris. It's not sweet like an Oregon Pinot Gris.
No, yeah.
But it's not, at the same time, really, really super dry. It's just a really nice crisp.
That I can testify to.
Great afternoon sipper. To put you in that fun mood.
That gets you ready.
Got a huge
get you primed up for
What's
some hot
going
pink
on?
Tonight.
Oh my gosh,
what?
I know. This band is from Melbourne. Their name is Hot Pink. They are just a load of fun. I saw them this summer up at SBI and they just knocked my socks off. So I thought, well, let's bring them to Vero, see what they got. So
yes.
It'll be really exciting.
So this is the premiere
this
of
is
Hot
their
Pink at Blue
debut
Star.
Debut Vero Beach.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yes. We love exclusives on the Vero Insider.
Yes, we bring in the best music that we can possibly find.
And pair it with delicious food.
Delicious food and great wine.
Yeah.
And beer.
And beer.
And cocktails.
Could you ask for more?
I'm telling you what.
What
it's
time
nice
does the music get started?
I just don't even know. Actually, tonight. They're going to start at 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, cool.
Totally excited about this.
That'll be great. And that's a good time, too. It's
yeah.
not too
Well, this band
late.
Is just
it's...
so much fun. You just, if you're
not
listening
early.
To this,
yeah, not too
and
early
you don't have to go to a funeral, you better come.
They're right. Wow.
That's the only excuse you get for not showing up.
Well, kidding.
That or going to labor, no? Can the, that go into
that
labor?
Could kind of
She
count.
Can still have her baby at the restaurant.
Okay.
We'd like to be entertained.
Talk about a live show.
Right, that was some live coverage, folks. We got a great story for you next
Very
week.
Very intimate coverage there.
But we are talking about having a good time and being able to, it's the kids' first week back at school. I mean, that's
yes.
something to celebrate. In
All
of
the
itself.
Parents look so relaxed now.
It's kind of amazing. I have to tell you, my son, he was so adorable when he got, after going to orientation last week, he gets home and he says, I'm really excited to have my responsibilities all back. Really?
Oh, really? Charlie said that?
He did.
That's nice.
They get so wise as they enter the third grade.
Yes.
Same.
Yeah, mine entered fifth and he was like, he was really excited about going back.
Yeah.
We were doing
it's a nice
all
little
this
break.
Stuff, and he is like, yeah, it's funny, but I think it's the age. I think definitely the age has a lot to do with it. And it's his last year at this school.
At elementary school.
Yeah,
so what?
Yeah.
He's going to graduate to the big leagues.
I know.
Which mommy's horrified. Thank you.
Oh, no,
much.
It's going to be okay.
Don't fret, Faye. Don't fret. In fact, we have someone in the studio today that can
definitely.
Help us with some guidance for our children, boys and girls alike, and age groups that really diversify. And he's been on the show before.
Yep.
I'm a big fan. Mr. Roger Van Dyke of the Indian River Golf Foundation, welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, of course. We're happy to have you all the time when you can give us some great lineup and some information about the Indian River Golf Foundation and what we can expect this upcoming year.
Well, you know the reason why many of them are glad to be at school.
Because they're going to have
they're
the
gonna
after
hear
school
soon,
golf foundation.
They're going to hear soon about what the kickoff of this year's school year for the after-school golf program.
I know. It's in November, right?
Starts in November.
That's a good time of year. It's not as hot.
Upper elementary, middle school, high school players assist.
Get all the ages involved. That's perfect.
If you're a second or first grader and you just have that look in your eye that you can't take no from Mr. Van Dyke, no, you're not old enough,
aww.
Come on in.
Oh,
you
you're a softy. I know, but we got Charlie started before he was in third grade with the program, and he's been excelling ever since.
Charlie loves golf.
He sure does.
You started him out when he was a little guy with the snag program, and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone remembers Charlie from last April when we had the Indian River snag golf championship,
uh-huh.
the elementary school championship, the middle school championship at Vero Beach Country Club, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was the only one that came with an Oxford button-down shirt, light blue.
So unbelievable. So handsome. Got to look the part.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
He's such a lady killer.
Well, and golf is just something that can easily be grasped. We have so much of it in our own backyard that this is such a valid sport for us to be able to introduce
That's
to our
true.
Kids. And knowing that now it can fit into all age brackets and that there's a little bit of something for everybody, even those just kind of curious as to what golf is, yeah. you know, they get that exposure.
Exactly.
So let's start off with a couple of different things, Roger, because obviously there's a lot to cover. And from upcoming tournaments, as well as the diverse programs that you offer in collaboration, of course, with Sandridge, who is near and dear to our hearts and a proud sponsor of our show. So let's get started on that note, because throughout the year, year round, anything that has to deal with junior golf is going to be held or in somehow in conjunction with Sandridge, correct?
It needs to go through Bella Nagy, the director of golf at Sandridge, because he's been such an icon. He and retired professional Bob Kamernitz at Sandridge uh-huh. have been long involved in the junior golf programs. The purpose of the Indian River Golf Foundation is to help fill the gaps that are still existing out in the community. So even though we started at Sandridge, and that is the central
anchor.
Campus,
mm-hmm.
it's the anchor campus for our after-school programs, we have found the need, because of the interest in the game, to have a Tuesday campus, North Campus, at Sebastian Golf Course.
Oh, that's
for
nice.
The more,
yeah, makes
for
sense.
Very cool,
yeah.
yep.
For more of those kids in that area.
In the Sebastian area, sure.
In the Sebastian area. And then because of the distance between the south part of the county and the availability of Point West Country Club, we also have a West Campus. So we have a North Campus at Sebastian, Tuesdays, Wednesdays at Sandridge, and Thursdays we have that at Point West.
Brilliant.
So it
covers all areas.
Yeah, yeah. We have a huge county. There is no doubt about it. It's
large
and
yep.
it's wide.
And transportation is a huge issue. So,
yeah.
So rather than asking the parents to do the transportation, we go to the neighborhoods.
Right.
Find the golf facility close to your neighborhood, and that has a better chance of working.
It sure does. And the golf program, the after-school program for grades third and up, starts at about 4 o'clock?
It starts right after school. For the elementary, it'll be 4 o'clock. For the middle school, it'll be 3:30. It lasts until about 5 o'clock, yes.
Okay.
We have professionals that are at each one of the sites. We have high school kids that get community service hours, valuable community service hours.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. brilliant.
Yeah, and they don't teach. It'd be in violation of amateur status for them to teach. They'd be in difficulty with the Florida High School Athletic Association, especially if they're on a high school golf team, to teach. So they help us with the safety. They help us with the breakouts of the kids working on special things. They'll chip balls with them and hit balls with them. And these high school players will gain a lot by listening to these professionals.
Well said.
Repeat over and over how to do this or that with a golf swing.
They'll understand the value of patience on a whole new level.
Well, repetitive
though the
is key
game
too.
Of golf teaches you such patience, and it teaches you so many things. I mean, Roger, for our parents that are listening, our professionals that are driving home right now, what is it about golf that is so valuable to the youth of today? What can they expect to learn from it if they commit?
Much of it, they have to dig out the game themselves. They have to find their own way of swinging the golf club that works best for them.
Sure.
Yes, someone can help them, but they need to dig it out themselves. And then all of a sudden, they start developing a sense of responsibility and pride and ownership of how they developed. And if they have difficulty, we're there. But otherwise, we're at the side, watching them, letting them fail.
Right. It's the best way to learn.
Letting them learn through failure.
Mm-hmm.
And encouraging parents to just kind of maybe step aside a little bit. But when you're needed, it's nice to have you.
Right.
But letting them learn, you know, their own mistakes on their own and continuing forward
exactly.
from there.
That's so true. I know you learn a lot of life skills while you're out on the golf course. True?
Well, our emphasis is player development. We want to find those who are expressed interest in the game, and then hopefully want to play better. Those who are going to be retained in the game are the ones who chances are they're a little bit better, and they get excited about the game.
Right.
But yet, on the other hand, I talked to a girl up at Sebastian one time, and I said, Brighton, I predict you're going to be on the second page of the Press Journal in the sports section in golf someday.
Oh.
And she said to me, Mr. Van Dyke, if that's the case, it's because I wrote the article. and it hit me at that time. They're not all going to be accomplished golfers, but they'll have an appreciation for the game. And there's so many other venues that they can get into that relate to the game.
No, it's
and
good to have.
And she pointed that out to me.
Aw, that's good stuff right there.
Well, it's
there.
Good to have an understanding because most people, honestly, when it comes to children, they're not thinking golf. They really aren't. They're thinking more baseball, soccer, you know, the other
your
kind
flagship
of,
kids yeah, sports no, for the school.
So it's nice to have the opportunity, and especially with the programs that you're offering, to have an alternative to
when
that.
I grew up, private clubs were the only ones that seemed to produce junior golfers.
Exactly.
And now it's totally the opposite. It's the public golf courses that are shouldering most of the activity until last year. Last year, the South Florida PGA approached Indian River County, and as we stated before, talked to Bella.
Right.
Talked to Roger, coordinated. South Florida PGA came up to this area, and we want to introduce a team concept, team series of new players playing the game. Well, that was a huge void that we hadn't addressed yet. So we said, yes, let's come on in. And by coming into this area, they initiate the involvement of all the area PGA pros at all the various clubs. What greater success would we want to have than to have all the pros in the area, not just us,
right,
doing this junior golf initiative, but getting this entire community to buy into it.
And part of that is the Junior Golf League. They get to experience most, if not all, of the private clubs throughout our community. They get a behind the scenes, if you will, exposure to some of these venues. So the collaboration is on so many levels long lasting. I mean, to even if they're not going to go on to become golf pros, just that experience alone says something as a team when you go out there and you step forth onto Quail or to any of the other private clubs. It's pretty special.
And just as you can see the excitement in the kids when they get it, how to chip, how to putt, how to play, how to interact with other kids.
Yeah.
You can turn around and look at the parents and see the envy in their face. Wait a minute. Why can't I do this? I wish this was available for me when I was growing up.
Exactly. And there are outlets about that we're going to touch on when we get back from our commercial break. But you're listening to the Vero Insiders. It's Wine Wednesday. We're talking about where to go, what to try, and how to give back here in Indian River County. Anna, Kitty, and Faye, don't go anywhere. We have more in store.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine, in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Kitty from the Blue Star. Hey, have you checked out our new location downtown on 14th Avenue across from the Community Center and Pocahontas Park? You need to. We now have a full kitchen serving our famous chicken pot pie, along with some new favorites like Creole shrimp and grits, seared diver sea scallops, hand-cut Angus ribeyes, and some of the most creative burgers in town. And as always, we have great live music. Join us for our Tuesday night blues jam or perhaps a Thursday jazz series. I'll see you soon at the Blue Star. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
To you, spare time is a foreign concept. That's why it's so great that Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach is open on Saturday. Now you can see the dentist without missing work. Now that's a reason to smile. And here's more. Right now, an X-ray and cleaning is only $79. Get a complimentary Invisalign consultation and receive $1,000 off Invisalign. Plains Dental Arts is open Monday through Friday and, yes, even Saturday. Call Dr. Alex Plains for an appointment today, 231-6004.
Part of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Wish you had more time for fun in the sun with your family? Bogged down with that never-ending list? The shopping, chauffeuring, arranging, organizing, and don't forget the pet appointments. Maybe you have a birthday or anniversary plans to make. It's all so time-consuming. Let Lifestyle Concierge Vero Beach help you get things done. We're that extra pair of hands you need to balance your day. We offer customized, affordable services to fit your needs. Call 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Yes, that's the stuff. You know you're in for a treat
when that kind of music starts. I'm telling you.
It makes us so happy. Thanks for listening to the Vero Insiders. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery.
Faye Dominich, welcome back.
And Kitty Wagner from the Blue Star, sipping on some wine.
Oh, it's so delicious. Thank you, Kitty. You know, this show is not possible each and every week without great sponsors. And, of course, I had the pleasure of assisting with a friend's wedding over the weekend that was held out at the Cello Blue. Fantastic venue.
Cute venue, definitely.
Very cute, rustic, very romantic.
Where is that?
Out in Fellsmere.
Cool.
And it was really beautifully done. And I was so happy that our bride was able to team up with almost all of our sponsors. It's like she knows the person putting it all together or something. And so Foxy Nails did a remarkable job for the entire bridal party. Foxy Nails opens 7 days a week, serves wine, pampers you, manicure, pedicure, eyebrow waxing, my producer just saying. So there's all sorts of things that they provide.
The best place in town to pick up some really great gossip because everybody's there.
It's
oh my
so
God,
fun.
That's so bad.
It's a fun environment for sure. And then, of course, the hair studio of Vero Beach, which is located right on US 1 in Oslo. If you're looking for affordability, but someone who's really a master colorist and hairstylist, this is who I go to. I personally love Melissa. So mention my name. See what happens. I'm just saying. Something good is going to happen.
It'll be magical.
It sure will. And she's got a product out right now that she gave to some of the... we're going to talk about girls and golf here in a second, but I have a girlfriend whose daughter is a swimmer, and she gave me this product for the blonde hair to put in the hair before you go in the pool. They said it's a magic product. So she has all sorts of great products and things that you can get there also. Of course, White Glove Moving and Pack Mail Beachside Shipping. Well, need I say more? It's... It's great companies. That was our groom. If you go into Pack Mail and you ship something, make sure you tell Juan congratulations on his new wedding, on his new bride, and the entire experience. Tons of fun. White Glove Moving. I tell you what, with school back in session, we'll see moving kind of dwindle down a little bit, but then in just a few weeks, end of September, beginning of October, all of our winter guests start coming back. They're clearing out their storage units. They want things moved upstairs, downstairs. Think of White Glove. We're here to help. And again, Lifestyle Concierge, she's going to be on our show next week. It's going to be tons of fun. This lady has the inside scoop on all the best deals in town, and she does all sorts of things for you to make your life a little bit easier, that extra pair of hands. So I'm telling you, when she comes on, make sure you show her a little Vero Insider support. So on that note, we have Roger Van Dyke visiting us from the Indian River Golf Foundation and giving us a little behind-the-scenes scoop of what we can expect in the next several weeks from the after-school programs as well as you coming to the schools for SNAG.
Yes.
Correct. And which of the schools' elementaries participate in SNAG?
All the schools are given an invitation.
Okay.
We have a lineup of 8 to 10 series throughout the school year. Pick the dates that work best for you, your school, your students.
Oh, lovely.
And all we ask is the school to present us with a teacher coach. We provide the head coach, And this year we're asking a couple of high school kids to participate in each one of the schools.
Oh, that'll be great.
So it'll be unlimited on the number of schools that could participate. They need to take the initiative and let us know.
Hint, hint, clue, clue.
Right,
just
definitely.
Saying, a microphone's a powerful tool. I like it, Roger. So of the schools, is that going to be starting also in November?
That'll start in November.
Okay, so November's sort of kickoff season for the Golf Foundation.
Yes, we need the support of the high school players, and their school season is August now.
Oh, okay.
September, October. We hope they go as far as the state championship.
Nice.
Many of them are. They expect this on an every year basis.
Must be proud. When
that's over towards the end of October, now they can take a week or two off and then maybe help us a little bit with the snag off. Snag off is an acronym for starting new at golf.
I'm a big fan of acronyms. Lay it on me. I love it every time. What about girls golf? You wanted me to touch on the fact that there's something special in the works.
Anytime we can affiliate ourselves with a regional or state or national association to help promote golf, boys or girls, we take advantage of it. And
There's
such a thing as called the LPGA USGA, United States Golf Association, and the Ladies Professional Golfers Association.
Good thing we love acronyms.
They have girls golf chapters throughout the United States. Well, wait a minute. Why don't we have one?
Mm.
Well, we didn't have, and now we do. This is our third year that we have, and we have a feature event every year at Grand Harbor Golf Club. It's called the LPGA USGA Girls Golf Challenge.
Mm.
Bring your teams, Orlando. Bring your teams, West Palm. Bring your teams, Jacksonville or wherever, and come and challenge the Indian River. And there's extremely amount of social interaction, fun times, like this show.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
And the whole family comes. I mean, that's good for commerce. It's good for everyone.
It is. And Grand Harbor hosts it. And last year we had a record turnout, except for one thing.
What? The weather?
Two shots off the golf course. Course is closed. Too wet.
Aw.
Darn it.
Postponed.
Really?
Well, it just got people to stay over.
It'll be.
Exactly. So then they go bowling. That's basically what happened.
So it's rescheduled.
Yeah.
It'll be rescheduled at our annual Junior Grapefruit Golf Championship at Vero Beach Country Club.
And that's just a couple weeks away.
September the 12th.
Ah.
And they're both really great golf courses.
Well.
I live on the VBCC.
I always tell Kitty she does great landscaping.
I know.
Look,
I've got a pond and mountains and all kinds of cool things going on.
The key to the success of the game are the golf courses.
Yeah.
And sponsorships. And that's where the community comes in.
Right.
Go ahead. Hit them up.
Our entry fee will not exceed 50% of our costs.
Which is amazing.
So we've got to keep the entry fees down. We need to make it affordable for the families. And if a family says, you know, even then, it's not doable, it's going to be a little tough for us, scholarships are available.
Great.
And the application process is unbelievably easy. It has to be.
Yeah.
So we ask the community, join a membership in the Indian River Golf Foundation, from annual members to founding members. And that type of a program will be more known within the next couple of months.
Okay, fair, you're going to be unrolling that, yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll be rolling it as it centers around a tournament that Johns Island Club will be hosting.
That we want to touch on, because that's going to be very large.
And that is the 2015 United States Mid-Amateur Golf Championship. And the Indian River Golf Foundation is the charity of choice of Johns Island.
Beautiful.
And it's wonderful. And they are asking us to provide high school to middle school age boys and girls that can walk 18 holes to be spotters during the qualifying rounds and standard bearers for the matches that are October the 3rd through the 8th.
Oh,
wow.
That's just
That'll
around
be
the corner.
Really nice. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to come back from our break and we're going to touch more about this, but there was some symmetry, of course, with our event expert in Faye and with the Indian River Golf Foundation, and knowing that there are things that are going to be unveiled, things that we can do to help with the kickoff. And so when we get back, we're going to hear from our event expert, touch base on that great wedding that we did over the weekend. And there's so much more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County.
Stay tuned.